Listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cover Talks. It seems no matter if I'm right or you're wrong, it's just a means to open up the dialogue.
All right, good morning, everyone. It's Sunday, June 30th. If you're up this early with us, there's no reasonable explanation for that, but we're back. I can't remember. Did we just miss 1 week of Sundays?
Yeah, we just missed one.
We missed last week of Sundays. I haven't done the Wednesday show. I've been out of town. Hasn't been a laziness or a lack of caring about the show. We went on a little family vacation, and then I had some work travel. Was able to combine the two into one trip to two different locations. So I've been out of town for 9 days. Missed two web-only Wednesdays and last Sunday's show. Did you just do regular programming or did you do a best of?
We just did regular programming last week.
What the heck? You can't find some best of Cody Talks to put on?
Well,
that wasn't even a full word. Heath, we're down to one syllable responses now from Heath on the grueling questions that we throw at him. But we're back. Excited to be back. At the same time, I was excited to sleep in last Sunday. You didn't get to do that just because we didn't have a show, did you?
No, I didn't get to sleep in. I still had to come in.
I did. I slept in. Not only did I sleep in, I slept in on a little cabana on the beach in Del Mar, California. So
just rub it in, why don't you?
Well, I'm not really. I mean, I'm not intending to rub it in. I'm just intending to make sure that you and the three people in the world that are up listening to us know that I had a good time. I went to San Diego first. Went there a week ago Wednesday, I guess. And went to a Marine Corps reunion. I was in the Marine Corps from 1994 to 1998. Made some of the best friends in the world. Got closer probably to people than some people will ever get to anyone. And one of them, the people that I got the closest with, one of my best friends in the entire world and someone that I consider a brother, was retiring from the Marine Corps, which, I don't know if you can remember what people that were retiring seemed like when you were 18 and 19 years old. But they seemed old. They seemed like old gray haired, crusty Marines. It was a little bit of a shocker that the people that I was in and that are the same age with me, are now at retirement age. Keith Rowland, congratulations and, thank you very much for, taking the time to spend 20 years of your life, making sure that the rest of us can just sit around here and be dorks and abuse the freedoms that we're given. So that you can, or because of the fact that you've gone all over the world and, protected that right from us in some of the crappiest places. I went to some pretty crappy places with Keith, from 94 to 98. And then just decided I wasn't tough enough to do it with a daughter and a wife at home. And Keith was stuck with it and gave us 20 years. And thank you to his wife, Summer, and his daughter, Jenna, as well, who also put up with a crazy lifestyle from their husband and dad and now get to have them all to themselves, minus fishing, because Keith is a big fisherman and will probably annoy his wife how much he is on a boat fishing somewhere. So congratulations to that. It was a great time. Hear all these stories, songs, people on their deathbed, whatever. You're always hearing quotes about how, don't get to your deathbed and wish that you had done some of the important things. And I'm not talking about like jumping out of an airplane or I'm talking about people things. You know, what's the song by, Harry Chapin, the Cats in the Cradle song? You know the song I'm talking about, Heath?
Yeah.
Where he, wishes he'd spent more time with his son, and then his son wishes he'd spent more time with him. And quite honestly, I kind of feel like, I mean, those are really great songs. Hopefully the message has the same impact. I heard that song when I was a kid, and I just decided this isn't going to happen to me. You know, I'm going to, and it's not that I get to spend as much time as I possibly want to with my son or my family or the people that's important to me. But when the opportunity arises, I take the opportunity, and these people that I served with in the Marine Corps are that important to me that missing this get together in California just wasn't an option, even if it didn't make sense money wise or time wise. No way was I gonna get to a stage in my life where I really regretted missing Keith Rowland's retirement party. He's that important to me, as important as any family member. And so to me, the lesson from that is, yeah, there you go. Keith, the digital wonder that never speaks, comes up with the song. That Harry Chapin song had a lot of Cats in the Cradle is the name of it, right?
Yep.
That song had a lot of effect on me I remember as like a teenager, that song hitting me and me going, you know, it's a really like, it's an emotional song. Like it can make your heart tighten up or tears well up if you're that kind of a person. But I remember thinking, that's dumb. You know, he knew it. And it never processed to me that my career or some job could make me want to be in that position. Does that make sense? It doesn't. I thought, you know, it's a great song, but then I think there's a whole bunch of people in the world that listen to that song and go, man, that is so true. That is exactly what happened to me. Well, why didn't you listen to the dang song and not let it happen to you? Why didn't you take the time? I don't mean to be preachy, but I really remember having that revelation at an early time in life. It's not to say I haven't screwed up a ton of things as a parent with my kids, or there hasn't been times that I chose something else and missed something of theirs. But I don't think I have regrets. I think that I've, so far, as far as family and friends and are concerned, that, I've taken the time to do that. And why wouldn't you just listen to that song once a year or once a month and say, man, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to be laying on my deathbed wishing that I had a better relationship with the people that were important enough to me to have that relationship with. So I got really preachy, and all I was going to do was talk about how great the beach was in California. The ocean's cold still. I don't know if people know this or not, but the Pacific Ocean takes longer than our swimming pools and even our lakes here in Kansas do to warm up. I was in a unit in the Marine Corps that spent a lot of time in the ocean diving and on small boats, scuba diving and on small boats. And so every time we get anywhere near the ocean, we have to prove that we're still as tough as we were when we were 18 and 19. So we ran into the ocean. And, you know how like this time of year, if you jump in a swimming pool and it's kind of chilly, it only takes a second because it's 100 degrees here. That's not the case with the Pacific Ocean. When it's cold, it's cold. And so we had to swim out in it, and then we had to run back and cry like babies and wrap up in towels and get by a fire because it was really cold. Anyway, great times in San Diego. My wife made some good friends of my Marine Corps brother's wives as well. So we had good times out there, and
it looks like it from all the pictures that was posted on Facebook.
Yeah, we had fun. I mean, we really did. And one of my friends from the Marine Corps has a 2-year-old little girl. He's teaching her Spanish. His wife is he has Puerto Rican ancestry, and his wife has Mexican ancestry. And so they only speak Spanish to this little girl. And she called me Tio Cody, which is Uncle Cody in Spanish. And really, I would have bought her a car if it came right down to it. She completely had me wrapped up. So it was great to see all those people San Diego's not a bad place to do it because San Diego has the ocean and the beach, and it's not 105, but it is warm enough to run around in the beach on, in your swimsuit. I guess I should say 21-year-olds instead of 19-year-olds, but when I was 19 in the Marine Corps, you could drink on military bases at 19. And so we acted like we were 19 again a couple of nights on the beach, and not only is my 38-year-old body not built to jump in a cold ocean anymore, it's not built to party like I'm 19 anymore because I had a couple of rough mornings getting back up. But great times. If there's a lesson from it for myself and the world, is don't have regrets. Don't miss out on things that are going to bug you way back in the back of your mind forever. And you know what's important enough and what's not. I miss a lot of things that I'm invited to or that things are at. But learning a sense of priority so that you don't end up being Harry Chapin singing Cats in the Cradle, whether it's about your kids, your blood family, or your close friends, just wasn't worth it. I'm so happy. I mean, have you ever gone on a trip or gone to a thing and the whole time you're headed there, you're thinking, I really don't have time for this. I've got other stuff I should be doing. I had that a little bit while we were planning for this trip. And then the second we landed in the airport and I saw Andy Rush and his wife, the first couple that we met up with, I thought, this is stupid that I was even thinking that way. There's no way I'm missing this. And I wish I had the means to just move all those people within 50 miles of me and see them every day. So take the time, take those relationships that are important enough and make them count, and realize that making a dollar or mowing your lawn, that's another thing that, I'm gone for 9 days. It rains like 3 times while I'm gone. I come back to a jungle. It's amazing how much faster weeds grow than grass. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
My lawn is total crap. Right now it's green, but it's just green. If you stand back like 100 yards away from my lawn, it looks really good.
But when you get up close, it just gets worse.
Yeah, you start seeing the dirt patches and it's all weeds and there's like 3 blades of grass in the whole thing. And not only that, we have all these stupid trees that every time the wind blows, we have limbs everywhere and trees fall down, and it's a giant pain in the butt. So if you come by my house, stay like 100, 150 yards away, because it is mowed now. So from that distance, it looks pretty sharp. Anyway, that's where I've been. I actually went from there to San Antonio. We'll take a commercial break and I'll talk about San Antonio. But I had a great time in San Diego. I'm not trying to rub it in. The point being, take the time to do what's important. Reprioritize what's important, because the paycheck and the career advancement, you're not going to be laying in your deathbed wishing that you had gotten that promotion. You're going to be laying there wishing that you'd developed relationships. We'll be right back on the Cody Talk Show.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a free air conditioning check. Midas will visually check your belts, hoses, and electrical components. Diagnostic and shop fees, refrigerant, and AC repairs extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas. Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a free air conditioning check. Midas will visually check your belts, hoses, and electrical components. Diagnostic and shop fees, refrigerant, and AC repairs extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hot and juicy burgers coming right up. I'm Mr. Barbecue with a hot barbecue tip next.
When grilling all your favorite meats, everyone agrees they just seem to taste better with Curly's famous barbecue sauce. Curly's has a zesty, tangy flavor and robust thickness that you just won't find anywhere else. Curly's famous barbecue sauce is always the sauce of choice. Try mesquite, hickory, smoky, or hot and spicy. It doesn't matter what flavor you choose, as long as you choose Curly's. Try it for yourself, Curly's famous barbecue sauce.
The best hamburgers are made by using fresh ground chuck or sirloin meat. Now make sure that the fat content is at least 27% to ensure that the meat doesn't crumble on the grill. Sear both sides of the meat patties first in order to ensure that they stay juicy throughout the cooking. I'm Bruce Bjorkman, Mr. Barbecue, and that's a hot barbecue tip.
I'm Toby with Eagle Bell Bonds, serving McPherson and Salina. Call Eagle Bell Bonds at
241-BOND.
Call Eagle Bell Bonds. We accept cash and credit cards. Also have payment plans. Eagle Bell Bonds, your 24-hour confidential bell bonds at
241-BOND. Eagle Bell Bonds, the one to turn to since 2005, is here to let you know it's not the end of the world.
Call Eagle Bell Bonds at
241-BOND.
When people under 21 drink alcohol, they put themselves and our community at risk. When underage people drink, they have more crashes and other accidents causing death and injury. To reduce underage parties that include alcohol and other drugs, the local law enforcement agencies, Rice County Sheriff's Department, Lyons Police Department, and Sterling Police Departments will be conducting party patrols throughout Rice County. To learn more about underage drinking, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the Rice County Coalition for Children and Families and the Regional Prevention Center at Preferred Family Health Care.
KSKU. Cody Tom.
Heath always, welcome back. Heath always forgets to remind me, if you got something to say or you disagree or you want to argue, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/CodyTalks or on Twitter at CodyTalks. We also have Google Plus, but quite honestly, I don't think anyone. Google Plus has like these cool tools that you use, that we use at least. Google Hangout. I mean, it's one of the coolest things that's ever been put on the internet.
Google Plus just hasn't caught on yet.
You know, and if you get on it, like with you with your weather stuff, do you ever get on there and search out weather people?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of big communities on there of specific things. There's a lot of weather people. There's a lot of photography people on Google Plus. I think the issue with mainstream is there's just not as many just random. So like your friends from Hutch that you don't like share a specific interest with. I mean, does that make sense? People are on there for their interests, not necessarily for their friends.
Yeah.
Because their friends aren't all on there yet like they are on Facebook. So the friendly stuff, the just chitter chatter stuff isn't really happening as much, which some people may argue makes Google Plus better. Cause you know, you can go on there and do, have a weather focus one day and get involved in a discussion with a lot of weather people. There's not as much just random, gibber on there, you know, about the weather and what you had for lunch and how much your wife is either great or terrible. You know, there's not that much of that kind of stuff on there. Which again, some people, including this guy, may argue makes it better sometimes because you really can go on there and search out something. There's enough people on there that you're not going to search out a thing and not find some people talking about it. Anyway, and they can share it publicly, which is a feature that Facebook doesn't really have.
At least when you post something on Google Plus, everybody will see it that you're following, where sometimes with Facebook, not everybody
Right, that's true. And if you post it to public and you and I aren't friends, but you post something about a topic I'm interested in, I can find that.
Yeah.
And there isn't really that public stream on Facebook, right? I mean, it's just your friends that are going to get it, or if they share it with someone, it has, you know, it's not, I like that about Google Plus, that I can go and kind of research. What was that noise?
I don't know.
I can go and kind of research something on Google Plus, but have access to everyone that's sharing that publicly. And that's not, anyway, that's not on the notes, Heath. We're not talking about Google Plus today. Quit getting me distracted. I actually did. Sometimes I don't even do show notes. And today I took
Whopping. Doesn't hurt to go off topic every once in a while.
Yeah, no, that was a good one too. For those of you that haven't checked out Google Plus, I like it. I like it a lot. The Google Hangout feature is what we use to broadcast live here on the Cody Talk Show. That's directly through Google Plus. And again, if you're interested in topics as opposed to just yakking, you can go search, and a lot of people post things publicly on Google Plus. At the same time, it's very easy to just share with one person too. In my opinion, much easier than it is to just share with one person. Because on Facebook, you would go to the private message feature to share with one person. On Google Plus, you just do it right in your timeline. You just type their name in, it pops up, and that's who you share. Anyway, go check out Google Plus, or don't. Either way, we're moving on.
You can even create your own podcasts.
Or we're not moving on because he still wants to talk.
Sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. You can do exactly what we're doing here. And quite honestly, as high tech as we seem, now obviously the studio equipment here at Ad Astra Studios in Hutchinson, Kansas is,
makes it sound a little better. But.
Yeah. But the camera that we're using to broadcast this, which is really an amazing picture. You know, we have the broadcast over here on CodyTalks.com. My hair's a little messed up. I need like a stylist. You know, you sit down in the chair. No, I don't. The pictures get really good. And I think a lot of that, it's a $69 Logitech webcam camera that we have piped in. It's not high tech. But I think Google Plus just has a great system behind it, buffering it and delivering the best quality possible. Depending on your stream. And we don't have a super fast, mega high-speed internet here. It's just a basic Cox cable package, I'm assuming.
It's probably for the business, you know.
Yeah,
business
package.
Business package.
But anyway.
Then you can have up to, you know, if you do a Google Hangout, say, for instance, on air, you can have up to 8 or 9 people and one.
Ten total, right?
I think it's up to 10.
If you start it, you can bring 9 people into
it. Right, yeah.
To get you to 10. The cool, like when someone talks, their screen pops up.
Unless you have it, you know, like for us, we manually select the video to go out. But if you don't have that selected, then whoever talks, their video comes up. Next person talks, their comes up.
It's a great tool, and there's so many uses for it, and it's the thing that Google always does, because, you know, most of these features are available somewhere else. Most of the features that are in Google Talk are available somewhere else. You know, there's a million different live stream tools. There's not a million, but there's a ton of them. You know, Ustream was big, and then Livestream got big. Google just made it mega simple and free.
Yes.
That's the thing. And, you know, you remember back in the day when Google started offering things out to people, beyond search, right? They got into email and they got into calendars and they got into all these web-based tools. And I remember all the people saying they're going to suck you in and then they're going to start charging. We're 10 years into this deal. I don't think Google is going to charge for these things. They find other ways to make money besides having you charge for them. So, Google Plus, check it out. I really am starting to dig it. And I know everybody has their opinions about Facebook. I still think Facebook is very, very cool. If you think Facebook sucks, I think it's because you misuse Facebook. You friended people that you don't want to hear what they have to say, so don't friend them in the first place. Or you sit and stare at that timeline and read everything. Facebook is very cool. You just need to use it the way you want to use it. But Google Plus is cool too. Not saying you have to go check it out or anything, but, I like it. We're moving on. Are you ready now?
Ready.
Okay. Heath's ready. We're going to move on. After San Diego, my wife flew home last Sunday, a week ago today, and I flew to San Antonio to a conference called the ISTE Conference, I-S-T-E, the International Society for Technology and Education. First impressions of that name? Sounds kind of nerdy, right?
A little bit.
It's mega nerdy. But it's 17,000, you could say teachers and be about 95% right. But it's education related technology people. So obviously like Dell, Hewlett Packard, Google. Google had a huge booth there. It's a giant conference for people that are excited about using technology to educate kids better from birth, really not even kids all, but mainly like a, it's mainly like a K-12 influence, tons of high school age or tons of high grade school through high school age teachers, that are interested in using technology to improve education or continue to kick butt in education. I got invited to go down there because of an organization here in Hutchinson called ESDEC that I've done some, consulting, training work for, and got invited to kind of go down there with them and help with their, efforts down there. And it was really, I didn't know what I was getting into. First of all, I didn't have any idea how big it was, quite honestly. 17,000 people gathered for something for 4 days is a giant undertaking, completely overwhelming. And I didn't see I didn't see 50% of it. I didn't even get to see because of the things that we had to do and how big it was. But I love being around, like sometimes I get lazy. You may find that hard to believe, like the fact that I haven't shaved in 6 or 7 days. I have this tendency to get lazy, but when I get around people that are really inspired to just kick butt and take names, it kind of reinvigorates me. You know, you kind of need that, that kick in the pants, or you need to, you look at somebody that's really just motivated as heck. And don't get me wrong, there's times when I just want to pour water on them and tell them to calm down a little bit, but not the case at this conference. Just a ton of people that are really motivated to change the world. And one time I heard, I don't remember who said it. I wish I did because it would seem like I did my research better, but I believe it was Seth Godin, who's a marketing guy, but I'm not sure. So Seth can take credit for it. That your world, you can define your world when you make the statement, I want to own the world. You know, like we could say with a Cody Talk Show that we want to own the world, or we want to be a leader in the world in what we do. And all we've got to say really is that our world, if we hadn't syndicated, I guess we can't do that anymore, but we could just say our world is the 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Sunday morning radio market in Hutchinson, Kansas. And, I don't even know if we're probably not even owning that yet, but that could be a goal, make it more realistic, say we want to own the world or we want to change the world. We've definitely changed that world, right? There didn't used to be any live talk radio based in this area. You know, a year ago, we changed our world, right? If you look at it in that regard, and you can do that. And at this conference, there was thousands, 10,000 plus people, that wanted to change the world and change their world. And, it's a really motivating thing to see all these people that are that passionate about making sure that our kids are smarter when they're done with, when they're done. There's a bird outside the window here,
yeah,
that sounds like it's fighting, trying to kill us. It disagrees with what I have to say. Point of me bringing this up is, what it really did for me, I mean, it made some great connections, you know, the whole networking jazz, doing all of those things. But what it really did for me was kind of, it just reinvigorated me to remember. I already knew there was people out there that wanted to change the world and that were actually passionate enough or focused enough to truly believe they could do it. Getting back around those people is kind of, and it's not that I was uninspired or sitting at home huddled up in a blanket moping or anything. It just brought me back to a new level of wanting to change the world in my little perspective a little bit as well. So, thank you to everyone that I ran into at the ISTE conference. And those of you that weren't there, you should know that there's a lot of people out there doing their part to just make everything a little bit better every day. And maybe some of us, like me, they get lazy and don't do our part for extended periods of time, need to spend more time around those people to stay inspired, because these folks really are hacking away at their little section of the world and making it a little bit better for all the rest of us, while sometimes all of the rest of us just sit around and complain and don't step out of our comfort zone and actually be that change that you want to be. It's a famous quote from Gandhi. Did you know that, Heath?
No, I did not.
Be the change you want to be. Be the change you want to see happen in the world. Something like that. Now I'm jacking Gandhi's quote up, but you get the point. And I think some people use it as a motivational thing, and that you should be the change. At the same time, I'm not so sure that Gandhi didn't mean it somewhat as a scolding, somewhat as a quit sitting around and griping and get up off your butt and be the change that you want to be. There's a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, who Gary's a social media online e-commerce guy that's incredibly motivational to watch speak. And at the end of one of his speeches, in the line, he drops the F-bomb, so we won't do that. But he says, if you really want to make your life better, get up off the couch and quit watching Lost. At the time, Lost, the TV show, was the biggest thing on TV. And he says it in this uber motivated way. And he, right in the middle of a keynote in front of 10,000 people, drops the F-bomb on him, which I know that half of the audience was going to think that's highly inappropriate. But the crowd went crazy and realized that this guy was right. And all he was saying was, be the change you want to be. Quit sitting every night and watching TV, and make the things that you want changed in your life, make that change start. So, again, thanks to the folks at ISTE for re-inspiring me. Thanks to the folks at ISTE for caring about the kids whose lives they touch every day, because we need those kind of folks caring about kids and making the future of our world a little bit better. All right, we'll be back with the third segment of Cody Talks.
Everybody knows that the first is the best. So when you want a gaming experience that has it all, skip the new and flashy and get back to where it all started. The first. First Council Casino. Why? It's simple. More winners, more cash, more often. More winners means looser slots and action-packed tables. We've got over 1,400 of today's hottest and most popular slot machines, from pennies to progressives. And we're even adding more great games like Wizard of Oz, Epic Monopoly, Kiss, and NASCAR. Plus 8 live blackjack tables and bingo. Pull up a seat and let the winning begin. More cash means more jackpots. Don't wait to get your share of the winnings this month. So when you want it all, don't come in last. Get to the first. First Council Casino Hotel, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, just south of the Kansas State line. More winners, more cash, more often. Visit FirstCouncilCasinoHotel.com for more info.
The old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. 2 days packed full of family fun, July 3rd and 4th in Sterling. Wednesday features a family fun night, ice cream social, and Sterling's Got Talent. Thursday, there's the annual Freedom Run, parade, community barbecue, concert, and fireworks extravaganza. For more on this year's celebration, check out the Sterling Chamber on Facebook.
This message is brought to you by Sterling Farm Supply at 330 South Broadway in Sterling. Visit them online at sterlingfarmsupply.com.
Not one phone call. No one understands your darn newspaper classified ad.
Sir, I am looking at our darn newspaper classified ad now, and it is perfectly clear. Sir, Ingrid, Miss Hiv, expect to perf to cap, edict, nick, filler, pit, tame, immediate, open, exit, pennies.
What does that mean?
Sir, you place the ad.
With a newspaper classified ad, you get very limited space. Most job seekers don't speak classified ease.
Sir, Ingrid is short for senior engineer.
Well, we need to change the ad.
Well, you missed today's deadline, but if we hurry, your new ad will appear in,
please.
3 days.
Oh, no. Today.
Ta-da! Your recruitment alternative has arrived. Online at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, difference number one. You have unlimited words to describe the position. Two, the ad is placed instantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, once you placed your ad, you can search the online database of local resumes. All for a cost lower than your newspaper ad. Browse your way online at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
KSKU. Cody Talks.
All right, we're back. Cody Talks show. Sunday, June 30th. Welcome back. So far, we've talked about the fact that I've been to San Diego. Heath got us all screwed up, made us talk about Google Plus for a while, and then I went to San Antonio. Had a really good trip. I was gone for a total of 8 days. I was with my wife for the first five, but was away from my kids for the whole eight. It's a cool feeling when, and oh, that sounds weird to put it that way. It sucked being away from my kids for 8 days. I missed them. But it was a cool feeling when your kids, my kids are 13 and 16. They kind of are starting to have their own lives and I'm starting to have to like make time for us to do things together. But it wasn't a cool feeling. That's a stupid thing to say because it wasn't, but there was a part of it that was cool when it was started to become obvious that my kids were ready for us to be home, and back together. And I remember that as a kid. I had a really good relationship with my parents. And when they were gone for something for an extended amount of time, I remember wanting them back. Even when I was 16, 17 years old, and you would think maybe stereotypically a kid is doesn't want their parents back. So that was a good feeling to, get the texts and phone calls from my kids and be able to tell that they were kind of ready for us to get back and things to get back to the way it is. So, love you guys and thanks for at least faking that and making me feel like that was, the way to go. I wanted to talk about fireworks. You know, are you up on the whole changes in our hometown here, Heath of Hutchinson, Kansas, about the changes?
The only one I know of is what, not above 600 feet or something?
600 feet? That's not.
No.
Well, no, I think it's 6 feet.
6 feet. Ah, okay.
There's a rather large difference. I don't think there's any fireworks that go 600 feet in the air that we can buy.
I just knew there was a six there in the number.
600 feet. You're like into airspace at 600 feet. Planes fly, low flying planes fly. No, that's maybe not true, but it's 6 feet, I believe. We knew city ordinance in our hometown, anything that goes over 6 feet. For those of you that don't know, that was kind of driven by the fact that, a firework that obviously did go higher than 6 feet last year caught a house on fire and burned it to the ground. No one was hurt in that particular one, but still a terrible thing. Someone lost their home and belongings. And I don't really know, like, it's one of these things that I'm divided on. Because it's essentially, if you outlaw fireworks, what's going to happen?
People are going to shoot them anyways.
Exactly. People are going to shoot them anyways. And then what you're going to happen is you have a whole bunch of people who have grown up, who have been given this freedom. When I wrote it down, I wrote fireworks right versus freedom. Okay, and I think we need to touch on that real quick because they're two totally separate things, a right and a freedom. Okay, a right is something that you're legally guaranteed access to do, say, right? The law guarantees that you have rights. A freedom is basically just something that someone is allowing you to do right now. Okay, now it can get a little tricky because you have the right to freedom of speech. Freedom of speech would just be a freedom if it wasn't for the First Amendment. Does that make sense to you, Heath?
Yeah.
Right? Like you have the freedom right now to
turn your microphone off. No,
right. You do. You have the freedom to do that. until I smack your hand and stab you with a pencil and take that freedom away from you, right? There's, you don't, but it's not a right. You don't have the legal ability to do that because it's not written down anywhere that you have the right to do that. A right is something that's guaranteed and written down on a piece of paper. A freedom is something that you can do right now just because someone hasn't taken that freedom away from you yet. Right? You have the freedom right now to get up and take your shirt off and go run up and down the sidewalk on Main Street. If it freaked enough people out though, if it freaked enough people out and they made a law against it, they could take that freedom away from you. Right? Because it's not written down that you have the right to do that. When it's written down that you have the right to do that, then you can go do it. And they can't pass a law making you not be able to do it. Does that make sense? Smoking in a public place. It's the perfect example. It's okay that they make laws taking away that right in a public place. Public place is very crucial there because the Constitution does not specifically say in Amendment 713, you have the right to smoke anywhere you want to. Okay? You with me on the difference between a right and a freedom? That being said, shooting fireworks is a freedom. It's not a right. It's not guaranteed that you have the right to do that in the Constitution. Therefore, it's perfectly okay legally that the city of Hutchinson has changed the access to the freedom of shooting fireworks that go above 6 feet. Now, just because something's legal doesn't necessarily make it smart or make any sense, because the city is losing a fairly considerable amount of revenue because no one's setting up fireworks stands within the city limits of Hutchinson because you can't sell anything that goes over 6 feet, right? Like the little bumblebees that zip and spin, they go over 6 feet. You can't sell those in the city limits of Hutchinson because you can't shoot them, and they pass an ordinance against it. No one's setting up fireworks stands at $2,500 or $5,000 a whack, whatever the licensing to set up one was, as well as the increased expenses of trying to enforce it. Because as Heath said instantly, I did no coaching of Heath when I asked, what are people going to do when you outlaw fireworks? And he said, they're going to shoot them anyway. Everywhere around the city limits of Hutchinson, including South Hutchinson, which is basically a suburb, right? They touch each other. And right on the city limit line is a fireworks stand that sells stuff that will go 200 and 300 feet in the air on fire and explode. And therefore, I would bet that you could still sit on a hill outside of Hutchinson and watch a pretty good fireworks show coming up out of people's yards on the 4th of July and the days surrounding it. And in fact, I'd be surprised if somebody hasn't already shot some because the fireworks stands surrounding Hutchinson are already open for business. So enforcement of it is going to be a serious issue. It's one of those things that's not black and white. It's a gray area. The city has every right to say no fireworks, but they have the right to take that freedom away from you and dictate what is and isn't going to be allowed. At the same time, and obviously the reaction to someone losing their house is totally justified. That someone feeling like we needed to change the situation because of that, I understand that as well. But sometimes these knee-jerk reactions can really create more problems than they're worth, hack a ton of people off, and in turn then make a whole bunch of people that last year weren't criminals, weren't breaking the law, and are now doing the exact same thing that they were doing last year, not hurting anyone, abiding by the curfews, you know, the noise ordinances, meaning I can't remember what it is. I think at 10 o'clock you're supposed to stop shooting them. So last year, they weren't hurting anyone and they weren't breaking the law. This year, they're doing the exact same thing. They're not hurting anyone and they are breaking the law and they're going to get tickets. And the police are expected to enforce that. The fire department is expected to enforce that. It's not just as cut and dry as, oh, it'll all be okay now because we outlawed fireworks. City revenue is going to drop off. City expenses are going to go up. And we're going to have a whole bunch of people that were law-abiding 360 days ago that are now not law-abiding. And they're still going to be shooting them, so the risk of a house burning down didn't really decrease either.
The one thing it also hurt too is some of the fireworks stands that was in town were for like fundraisers.
Oh,
for
almost all
groups.
Of them were.
Yeah,
almost all of them were
either a church group or high school group or something. They were like fundraisers for
as well as sales tax revenue for the city. I mean, it was it's a big. For the time frame, the 7 days or whatever it was that you were allowed to sell fireworks, is a big financial impact on the community. And now, not only is that money going to not be raised, more money is going to be spent if they're actually going to try and enforce this thing. So now, all that being said, please don't take that as we don't care about this family's house that was burnt down. Obviously, we do very much wish that we could have stopped it. But I think America has gotten into this habit of knee-jerk reaction on things that if something, you know, in the big scheme of things, to me, it's the same as the gun argument. That person's house was burnt down because someone, a human being, did something accidentally, but did something negligent. And there's ways to handle that as opposed to outlawing, you know, no one ever talks about outlawing cars because someone drove their car through the front of a quick shop. And that's the scenario. It's not the car's fault. It's not the fireworks' fault. And we have these knee-jerk reactions to outlawing things because a human being. And even when it's totally and completely innocent and accidental, but something horrible happened, this knee-jerk reaction to then outlawing the object, it just doesn't make any sense. And it baffles me how so many people jump into bed with those ideas. But we'll see how it goes. We could be wrong. I hope we're wrong. I hope this is the perfect solution and everything works out. And I live out in the county, so I'm going to shoot big fireworks off and be safe about it. And I'm always the overbearing freak safety guy when we shoot fireworks. But I believe in tradition, and I think celebrating our independence with a little bit of fireworks and barbecue is the way to go. And I'm going to continue to do it. So, it's going to be an ongoing argument and battle in the city of Hutchinson. It has been for years. I'm kind of in the camp that's what we as Americans do on the 4th of July. And obviously there's going to be some risks that come with it, and we should keep getting smarter to eliminate those risks, but not necessarily outlaw the tradition. Thoughts, Heath?
Sounds about right.
There you go. In-depth analysis from Heath, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take another quick break. Be right back with the final segment of Cody Talks.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. July 3rd and 4th in Sterling. Activities begin on Wednesday with a family fun night at Sterling Lake. Sterling Scott Talent takes the stage at 7. Thursday activities include the annual Freedom Run, inflatables, and the turtle races. The parade rolls down Broadway at 2 o'clock. That evening, it's the community barbecue, concert with eternity focus, and fireworks extravaganza. The Sterling old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. For more, check out the Sterling Chamber on Facebook.
Alden State Bank in Sterling is Rice County's oldest bank, serving the community since 1904. They are your source for checking and savings accounts to CDs and IRAs and loans. Online banking also available. They are located at 124 North Broadway in Sterling, open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and until 5 p.m. on Fridays. Check them out online at www.aldenst8.com. Alden State Bank, member FDIC.
Do you have too much stuff and need to get rid of it all? Or are you looking for a bargain right in your own backyard or in the next town? Check out BST Exchange, the best way to buy, sell, or trade locally. Users can list items for sale, browse all available items, and buyers and sellers can communicate with each other right through the site. Plus, be sure to check out the upcoming garage sale feature. If you have a garage sale coming up, you can list the location, add details of what you have for sale, and include pictures to show buyers why they need to check out your sale. And if you're a treasure hunter, you can view all the garage sales individually or on the interactive map to help plan out your strategy. The best part? You can place a garage sale listing at no cost. That's right, it's free. With local networks all over our listening area, you can buy, sell, or trade today. Go to AdAstroRadio.com today to get started for free. That's AdAstroRadio.com.
KSKU. Cody Tom.
Okay, we're back on the final segment. I probably touched some nerves on the fireworks thing. It's probably going to get worse here. The last thing that I want to talk about is President Obama's trip to Africa. A lot of people are wound up about the cost of the trip. First of all, for those listening that don't know, here's my stance on President Obama. We pretty much disagree on about 75% of things in the political world. But I really have for this last, how long has he been in office? 6 years? 5.5 years? Something, whatever.
Something like that.
I really have worked hard to not be negative about him as a person, because I really thought that, he was a good guy, that just had different viewpoints than me. And so I didn't get into the whole bashing thing. I was a firm believer that the birther thing and him, whatever, him being born in Kenya or whatever it was a load of hogwash. I trust in our government to do that research and don't think that some blogger from the middle of nowhere is going to discover that as it slipped past the government. Whatever. I try to be positive. And I'm really not that wound up about the, about the $100 million being spent, on this trip for him and his family to, tour the continent of Africa. I think you can chalk the majority of that up to foreign relations stuff. And we have to have that. Our president has to, get the world, make the world feel connected. Obviously parts of it, if you're following it, have turned into a little bit of a family vacation. You know, quite honestly, yeah, they could have vacationed at Yellowstone and not spent $100 million on it, but, whatever. Yes, they could have spent less money, and probably should have with the current state of affairs of our government's economy, which is in shambles, folks. Our government is, it's amazing to me that there's not a little bit more panic nationwide about the fact that debt clock that you see is way past $16 trillion in debt, and the debt clock has barely you can't even keep up with it, how fast we're adding debt to it. But it came out yesterday that President Obama is going to dedicate $7 billion to expand electricity across Africa. 7 billion American taxpayer dollars to expand electricity across Africa. Okay, you realize that 7 billion is 70 times 100 million. And we have got to get a grasp on, we have people in the United States, that need help with better electricity, better connectivity. And please don't think that I don't care about folks in Africa. I care about every human being in the world. I also completely agree that the United States has some responsibility to be Big Brother. But when we're $16 trillion in debt and we're going to take $7 billion to get electricity to folks that we don't even know may very well be happy with the way that they live, and don't want our way of life, while we have American citizens who need help, that type of stuff infuriates me. And I know the responses that people were going to come back with, that it's a human rights thing. We have to do it. And we have human rights issues here that we need to take care of first. People are going to come back with $7 billion is a pretty small amount of money in comparison to $16 trillion. It's not really going to affect. Yeah, except the problem is there's 5,000 of these kind of projects happening every year. That's why we have the deficit. Because politicians get to Washington, D.C. and think they're expected to save the entire world with our money. We have to get back to a focus of Dave Ramsey-style economics in our government's day-to-day budget. And we just can't have any representative of the United States fly into other countries on a regular basis and dealing with billions of dollars that we're going to send them to solve problems that aren't life threatening even, if you take the time to search through the government budget and look at the things that money is being spent on in our country too, but especially for the benefit of others, and don't get me wrong, I think it's a responsibility of ours. It's just a lower priority responsibility than solving our own problems. And we need to bear down and solve our own problems. And I'm not saying that I'm not the type of guy that wants to cut welfare, cut Social Security. I want to cut all of this incredible fat and pork that is in our budget and going to other countries until we get our own issues taken care of. We've always been that way as a country until the last 50 years. And, you know, we stayed out of World War II for 2.5 years, because it wasn't our business to go meddle in things. This small civil war in Syria, 3 months into it, we've picked sides and started spending money on it. Because somehow now it's our business to get involved. And yes, it's a sad scenario when people's lives are being lost, but we stick our noses into everything that happens around the world. And we can't afford to do it. We just plain and simple, we have $16 trillion in debt. And we need to let the Syrians figure out their issues. We need to let the Africans figure out some of their issues. We need to let the Egyptians figure out their issues. Stop picking and choosing sides so rapidly and realize that sometimes we have to let the course of things happen. It's just disgruntling to me that President Obama, and again, it's not the trip. I understand the basis of the trip and the political need for it. And I understand the need for him and his family to take a vacation. But $7 billion, all the money that he is committing to projects over there just seem totally contrary to any amount of common sense that we could possibly have to fix our own situation. So I'd be interested if you want to go to facebook.com/CodyTalks or hit me up on Twitter @CodyTalks on your thoughts on it. And if you have good thoughts, we'll bring them up next week on the show. But it looks like we're out of time, Heath.
Looks like we are.
It looks like we are. We'll see y'all this. We're back this Wednesday with the web only edition of Cody Talks on CodyTalks.com. And we'll be back right here on 94.7 KSKU, also worldwide on the WRN radio and KFRK in Denver, and on CodyTalks.com where you can get the video and watch me and Heath do our thing in real time. Right?
That's right. And it's archived too.
It's archived too. You can watch it anytime you want on CodyTalks.com. We'll see you next week.
Don't matter if you lean left or right, if you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cody Talks. This ain't no matter. I'm right, oh, you're wrong. It's just a means to open up the dialogue. So rise up, shout out, it's time for your voice to be heard. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Cody Talks.
Don't forget and tell your friends, Cody Talks is on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 94.7 KSKU in Central Kansas and live worldwide on CodyTalks.com. See you next week.